During our first Sunday, we talked about grace in the metaphor of water and the oceans. And then last week, we continued still with water on how to live by grace in the same way we use water. So today, we will be talking about giving grace. Pero low-key na muna tayo sa metaphor ng water kasi baka umay na. Umay na yung paggamit sa tubig bilang metaphor. After talking about living by grace, we proceed with giving grace. To some extent, na-touch ko na to last week, no, a little bit, yung giving grace. So ngayon yung mas expanded version. So thank you, yun pala, thank you for everyone and all the volunteers last week for a wonderful worship service, lalo na sa music team last week, diba? Na-teary-eyed ako last week. Kaya lahat sila wala ngayon. Diba? Masyadong, naubusan ng grace. Ayan, very extra yung last week. No? So thank you kay JT for reading my preaching and kay John for officiating the communion. And then again, the music ministry last week. And to clarify, na ilang ulit na sinabi ni JT ka last week, to clarify, my preaching last week in its entirety or in parts does not pertain nor is it directed towards any specific person. Lalo na so dun sa nagbasa. Diba? Wala pong pinatutunguhan. Pero syempre, kung kinausap ka ni Holy Spirit sa preaching ko last week, and if the shoe fits, diba, that's not on me. Okay? And if ever naman hindi yan relevant sa'yo, then there's no reason to be affected. Diba? Tama? So, preaching direct starts now. Yung preaching clock, may preaching clock eh. So a bit of review. So if you are a Christian, then Jesus Christ, so sino daw si Grace? Si Grace ay si Jesus Christ. No? So if you are a Christian, then Jesus Christ is God's grace in the flesh and the source of God's grace. Whether you are progressive, conservative, moderate, or somewhere else in the Christian spectrum, Jesus of Nazareth, nagkakasundo lahat ng Kristiyano, Jesus of Nazareth, a subversive peasant Jew, is God's living grace and our source of grace. Kung Kristiyano ka. Kung hindi ka Kristiyano, di hindi si Jesus ang source of grace mo. And that is okay. Okay? So Jesus, ayan, ano itong sabi? Ayan. So si Jesus ba ang ating Lord, Savior, Teacher, and Friend? Amen? Parang di kayo sure. Ba't kayo nandito? Diba? God's grace, like an ocean, which no one can own. So another, review. God's grace, like an ocean, which no one can own or control exclusively, should be available and accessible to everyone, whoever they are or whoever you are. And no one is outside of God's grace. Amen? Jesus in the gospel writings, telling us his teachings, and by his example, shows us how grace looks like. The Apostle Paul, responding to community issues by writing to the Christian communities spread across the Roman Empire under Roman oppression or oppressive system, brilliantly articulates the theology of grace. Both Jesus and Paul's theology of grace are subversive and countercultural to the cruel and oppressive system of Rome. For Christians, sa ating mga Kristiyano, grace is no longer based on the cruel systems of the world, the empire, at ng mga nagaharing uri or the emperors and kings. Grace is God's free and willing gift to all, and no one can work to earn or deserve grace. Grace is based on love, compassion, kindness, and certainly common good for all. Amen? Lastly, grace is something we receive. Grace is something we receive and experience through each other, sa pamamagitan ng bawat isa, through each other's giving of grace. We are also God's channel or alulot of grace. Embudo. Pwede na embudo, di ba? Embudo of grace. So, we give grace because we have received grace upon grace as per the Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 16. Whoever you are, whatever your situation is then and now, in a unique and contextual way, you have received and experienced God's grace. Masasabi niyo ba that you have always received and experienced God's grace during or during your difficult or painful moments? Masasabi niyo ba? O hindi? So-so. Hindi ko alam. In your life, sa lahat ng mga naranasan niyo sa buhay, even in the most difficult, painful times, masasabi niyo na ba na andun yung grasya ng Diyos during or after those difficult moments? Andito kayo ngayon. By God's grace. And the only reason we are here, the only reason we are here week after week, worshiping and volunteering together for 18 years as Open Table, is only because of God's grace through the grace of each other. But the only reason na nandito tong simbahang ito ay dahil sa grasya. Tama, mga ugat? Amen. Grace is not something hoarded or exclusively kept for ourselves. Otherwise, like stagnant water, it will rot. Give away whatever grace you have in many different ways and situations. So, kailangan nyo rin ipamigay yung grace. Kasi tulad ng tubig, pag nakaimbak ng matagal, mabubulok. Pero how do we give or extend grace nga? Paano nga ba natin ipinamimigay ang grasya? What's the first obvious thing to do to be able to share grace? Agay, what's the very first thing to give grace? Nya. Pero bago yun. What's the first obvious thing? Ano yung definition ng grace? Ano yung, if you will use another word for grace? Ha? Hindi matter. Ano? Loving kindness or simply as kindness. So, the first way to give grace is to do or give something good to others. Loving kindness. Especially to those who are struggling or in need without expecting anything in return or having other motives for helping. So let us together, next slide, let us all together read the text of Scripture, all together.
For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me.
So this is from Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew 25, verse 35 to 36. Although mas mahaba pa yan, yung kwento niyan. So this is the closing parable of the 25th chapter of Matthew, and it has been titled by the Bible publishers as the judgment of the nations or the judgment of humanity. This verse is one of the mostly quoted and used Bible passages here in Open Table, or at least by me, or by progressives. By progressive Christians, gamit na gamit ang passage na yan. That at the end of it all, The measure and judgment of our lives will only be our concrete actions of loving kindness to anyone who is struggling, sick, and in need. So hindi magiging measure ng buhay mo kung personal Lord and Savior mo si Jesus. Okay? That is good if you are Christian, but that wouldn't even be the question that will be asked at the end. The question of our lives will be the kindness we have shown to anyone who is struggling, sick, and in need. Especially to those who are desperate and those whose only hope is God. Narinig nyo na ba yon? Narinig nyo na yung, for some MCC, narinig na yan, di ba? Diba nakuha ko yun sa UTS, sa seminaryo. Those whose only hope is God. Narinig nyo na yun? Those whose only hope is God. It means and refers to people na wala na ibang makapitan at malapitan maliban sa Diyos. Sa sobrang hirap o bigat ng kanilang sitwasyon, na halos wala na silang malapitan, ang tanging lalapitan na lang nila ay ang Diyos. Giving grace means to do or give something good for each other and for those in need when you are able without expecting anything in return nor any ulterior motive as reason for helping. Now, let us be clear. Maging malinaw tayo. Helping and doing good does not mean doing it stupidly or being gullible. Okay? Hindi yan yung nagpapauto ka sa kung sino man para bilhan mo ng mamahaling gamit or gadget. Again, wala akong pinatutunguhan. Hindi yan yung kakakilala nyo pa lang for a few weeks or a few months, e pinautang mo na ng libo-libong pera. Ha? Hindi yan yung gwapo o magandang nakilala mo sa social media, send ka agad ng GCash. Hindi ganun yon. Hindi yun loving kindness. Okay? So, kindness is not something that we do it stupidly or being gullible. Okay? So, wala sa script. For example, sa amin, sa bahay namin ni Lawrence, every now and then, mayroong kumakatok dyan sa amin nang hihingi ng tulong. Hindi na kami tumutulong. Doon. Ginagawa pala, chinecheck. Tapos minsan sinisilip. At nahuli ko. Kasi sinabi namin wala. Maya-maya, andun pa rin nakasilip. Sumisilip sa loob ng gate. Diba? So kindness does not necessarily mean being gullible or being stupid about certain things. Diba? So, at hindi rin yan. Ko kanina, hindi yan yung transactional. Okay? Pajigas transfer, nakilala lang, utang ka agad, palilinyahan mo ka agad ng phone line, ganyan, no? Tapos, ang pledge mo, 150. Hindi mo kompleto. Diba? Diba? Hindi naman, nung dark ages yan. No? Nung dark ages of open table yan. Temic yan. Wala pa ako na-name drop. Ige. Pero kahit hindi na dito sa church. Diba? Kahit hindi na sa church. Sabihin, ginagaya ko yung pang-guilt trip na ginagawa sa ibang evangelical churches. Diba? Sige, kahit hindi na sa MCC, sa ibang charitable organizations na lang, no? Halimbawa, sa Angat Buhay, diba? Hindi makapag-donate or magbigay. May pang-ES, walang pang-offering o pang-ayuda. Walang pang-ayuda sa Pride Cares or Angat Buhay Foundation. Diba? Charis, not charis. Again, wala akong judgment. Wala akong judgment sa kahit anong ganap nyo, Mga akla, bahala kayo sa kung anong mga ganap nyo sa gabi. Don't get me wrong. Personal yung mga buhay yan at mga relasyon, pinaghirapan yung mga resources nyo, hindi yun ang problema. Ang problema, yung mga desisyon nyo sa buhay na minsan pajulit-julit. Okay? Priorities in life, girl. Go experience God in those private extracurricular activities. Basta wag lang excessive, diba? At ayusin natin mga priorities natin. At ito, pardon the language, ang dami kayang katangahan. Ang daming katangahan because of wrong priorities and wrong forms of kindness. Minsan talaga napapaisip ako, mga internal thoughts ko, naku, kung sa simbahan na lang ba o sa pride cares na lang binigay o sa angat buhay. Diba? Ang daming naloloko, nasa scam at nakukuhaan ng malaking pera because of wrong priorities and motivations masked or justified as kindness. Aray? Aray ba? Diba? Maraming nai-scam, nakukuhaan ng malaking pera because of the wrong kinds of kindness. Diba? Akala nating kind, nagiging mabait lang ako sa kanya. No. Diba? Remember, kindness, it's not something you do so that you can feel good about yourself. Amen? Kindness is not something you do so that you can feel good about yourself. Kindness is not something you do or give expecting love and intimacy in exchange. Generosity is not something you do or give so that you feel validated or affirmed. No. Grace as acts of kindness is your response to the pain, suffering, or desperation of another human being. Ulitin ko. Grace as an act of kindness is your response to the pain, suffering, or desperation of another human being. O baka may magalit. Again, this is not specific to anyone. Ito ay nangyayari naman talaga generally sa sangkaaklaan at maski naman sa mga shilbulibambam na nagkapilang bukas live-in na kaagad. O, totoo? Totoo? Akala nyo, puro akla lang palagi ang ando dito, no? Mga shibulibambam, bukas, ano na, nagkapilang bukas. Tapos, ano, joint bank account na kagad, di ba? And maski naman sa mga straight, even sa mga straight, these things happen then. No? Aside from loving kindness, there are 7 other ways to give and extend grace. Aside from loving kindness, the first tangible form of grace, actually dapat ito yung una eh. The first tangible form of grace is presence or being present. To show up. This is also deeply rooted in the most orthodox Christian dogma of the incarnation of God. Of God becoming flesh. Emmanuel, God with us. God's presence and grace became flesh when God became physically present in the person of Jesus Christ. In the same manner, we can give grace when we are present with others. When we show up, when a friend is struggling or sick. Grace is when we attend the worship service pag Sunday, kahit hindi ka volunteer for the day. Sometimes just being present is enough. After all, everything begins with physical presence. You cannot do anything or very little lang ang pwede mong gawin if you are not present. Pag present ka, maraming pwedeng gawin depende sa situation and need. Tulad ngayon, akala ni Kepi, ano siya? Hermana, lahat na gagawin niya today. Eh, dumating ang ibang hermana. Presence. Diba? If you are, ha? Binanlaw. So, pag present ka, maraming pwedeng gawin depende sa situation and need. But as I've said, sometimes just being here is enough. Patience and understanding. Second, one of the closest virtues of grace is patience. Sometimes grace is used interchangeable with patience. For today, I'm not pertaining, hindi ako sinasabi ang patience as yung paghihintay, ha? Waiting. But rather, pagpapasensya. At kasama ng pagpapasensya ay ang pangunawa or understanding. Giving grace means to try our best to be patient and understanding of others, especially towards the imperfections of our loved ones, friends, people we work with, people in community, and people we encounter. As much as others have been patient and understanding with our own imperfections, we should also be patient and understanding of others. Hindi pwedeng ikaw lang palagi ang pinagpapasensyahan at inuunawa. Ikaw rin dapat giving grace to through patience and understanding. Amen? Next, number 3. Paano magbigay ng grace? It's acceptance. Pagtanggap. Pagtanggap, and this is the closest thing we can relate to as queer people. One of the greatest expressions of grace in our life as queer people is when we are accepted by our parents and siblings, our friends, other people, and most especially a church. Because all other churches cannot accept us as we are. So when a church accepts you for who you are, that's one great form of grace. Yung pagtanggap sa kabuuan ng kung sino tayo at sino ang ating minamahal ay isang uri ng grace. Pero maski hindi sa mga LGBT, acceptance in general is one of the greatest forms of grace someone can receive and experience. And so for friends and allies, mga straight, cis-hetero, your acceptance of who we are is grace for us queer people. Pero sa atin rin mga queer, we also have to accept other queer people. Kasi may mga sitwasyon na mismo pang LGBT ang hindi makatanggap sa kapwa LGBT. Totoo? True. So tayo mga LGBT, we also have to give grace by accepting our other LGBT QIA plus sisters, brothers, and siblings. No? Meron yan kasi antag dito. Hindi, yung meron pa daw non-binary, meron pa daw ano. Ba't ang dami-dami? Yung isang kaibigan ni Lawrence nagtatanong nun, bakit daw, dami namang ano? Ang dami ng letra, sabi nung ano. Oo. Ang sagot dyan, kahit hindi mo naiintindihan yung ibang letra sa spectrum of sexuality and gender, tanggapin natin ng ibang queers na may ibang letra at respetuhin the way that they are. You do not need to understand something to accept and respect that person or thing. Kasi hindi ka nga ganun. So wag mo piniting i-internalize paano 'yon, 'di ba? You don't have to be queer to respect a queer person. In the same way, you don't have to be straight to respect and accept a straight person. 'Di ba? Next, apology and forgiveness. Magkasama yan. Medyo nabanggit. But it is necessary to repeat this twice because it is also a central theology and praxis of the Christian faith, anuman ang denomination or church tradition nyo. Grace means the maturity and the humility to give an apology and to ask for forgiveness when you are wrong, when you have hurt someone, or when you have failed in your commitment or broken your promises. Personal accountability, the initiative to apologize and the effort to make amends. Yung pagkukusa mong manuyo at ipakitang nagsisisi ka talaga at magbabago is a form of grace. Grace for yourself and grace for the ones you have wronged. Jesus tells us to be merciful so that we may receive mercy as well. Sabi niya sa Gospel of Luke chapter 6 verse 36 to 30. So hindi tayo pwedeng humingi ng kapatawaran at pangunawa kung tayo mismo ay hindi willing magpatawad. So patawarin mo na daw, Jack. Sumagot ka eh. Ano dito? Ayun naman yun, di ba? And I will repeat what I have said last week. You cannot call yourself a Christian if you are not willing to forgive. Now, forgiveness, ito naman, ang pang-balance dyan, forgiveness does not mean an erasure of what happened. Minsan, hirap tayo magpatawad kasi parang feeling natin binabaliwala o binubura yung nangyaring hindi maganda. No. Minsan, interpretation lang natin yun. Forgiveness does not erase the past, nor should it. Forgiveness also does not always lead to reconciliation. Tingnan natin. Forgiveness, sometimes it can be a reconciliation. But in other times, forgiveness does not always have to be a reconciliation. Okay? Pwedeng napatawad mo na yung ex mo, pero hindi ibig sabihin na magbabalikan kayo. Ha? Or magiging friends. Yan. Depende sa sitwasyon. If reconciliation is possible, then all the better. Pero if not, then that is okay. You can forgive without necessarily reconciling with the other person. In the same manner na pag ikaw ang nakasakit sa iba at humingi ka ng tawad, it doesn't mean na pag pinatawad ka, you can go back to how you were together as before. And ito rin naman, for serious offenses, lalo na criminal ones, forgiveness does not mean to say no longer serving your time in prison. And often than not, forgiveness does not have to be about the other person. Tignan natin. Forgiveness does not have to be about the other person. It is about you processing and eventually letting go of the hatred, the anger, and the negative thoughts and feelings that is eating you from the inside out. Forgiveness is cutting your losses and moving on without forgetting what happened and yung mga kasamang lessons. You can forgive and be forgiven while at the same time still accepting and serving the consequences of wrong actions, decisions, and words. Last on forgiveness. No one can force anyone to forgive at any point in time. Yan yung tsaka sa ibang simbahan. Pinoforce at minamanipulate at giniguilt trip yung... Siya na nga yung biktima. Siya pa yung igigilt trip na, hindi, sige, patawarin mo na. Nanay mo naman eh. Nanay mo pa rin eh, di ba? So, forgiveness is not something that can be forced to anyone at any time. While I will preach and encourage forgiveness, no one, not including myself, has the authority to force any person to forgive. Forgiveness, however long or short it may take, is ultimately the decision, the process, the journey, and the willingness of the aggrieved person. Next, civility. Grace also means being civil with those you disagree with or have some conflict with. Siguro mas i-relate natin ito dito sa church, dito sa church community natin or sa inyong mga trabaho. You do not have to be super close with someone or anyone to work with them. Tama? You do not need to immediately resolve a conflict or a disagreement nor immediately reconcile to continue working together. Giving grace is to act professionally and to be civil with those you have differences with or even those you are in conflict. Because the work, the mission, the advocacy, the ministry comes first. What we do is over and above any of our personal differences and disagreements. Na minsan ay, well, hindi minsan, madalas naman, ang mga pinaglalo na dito sa Open Table, in the dark, during the dark ages, na ang pinag-aawayan naman ay mga, ano, kapetihan, mga petty things, mga kadramang walang katorya-torya. So, the advocacy, the ministry, is over and above these disagreements and conflicts. Now, in the current LGBT network, sa kuyang network ng mga LGBT organizations, nakasama at kabahagi ang Open Table, meron tayong mga organization and individual leaders na nakakatrabaho at nakakasama na hindi kinikilala ang 1994 Pride March as the first Pride March sa Pilipinas. Pero, magpapakapeti ba ako or ang Open Table dahil sa magkaibang pagtingin sa kasaysayan? We will always maintain and proclaim 1994 as the first Pride March in the Philippines and Asia. Pero, that won't prevent us from working with other LGBT organizations and leaders who might think otherwise or differently. Ito, ilang beses ko na nakwento. During the olden days of this church, ilang beses na kami nag-away ni Christopher Celeste. Ilang beses na rin nagkasagutan at nagsigawan si Celeste at si Jack. And then, other pang mga awayan noon, but none of those were more important than the ministry and the advocacy that we do together. Ang mga away na iyon, na marami ay ministry-related, will never destroy our friendships that were forged by our shared struggle as Open Table. Giving grace means being civil with people you work with even if you don't like them and they don't like you for any reason, valid or not. Next, volunteerism. Na mali ang spelling. Giving grace is to give your time, talent, and effort for the worthy causes and our causes for our queer movement and the HIV movement in the Philippines. Volunteerism is a higher form of loving kindness because it is no longer individual. It is now responding to larger social-economic, socio-political, and socio-environmental causes. Nag-aambag at nakikisangkot ka sa mas malaking pangangailangan at gawain. And that is giving grace. Volunteerism is giving grace. Pero ito na nga. Ang kasunod niyan is, ang ating volunteerism ay hindi lamang yung MMing tree planting, kahit na yun yung picture na nilagay ko kanina. Volunteerism is hindi yung MMing tree planting here and there and clean up sa Dolomite Beach para lang ma-feel good tayo once or twice a year. Our volunteerism must not only be consistent, it must also be rooted in activism. Sabi ko nga, dapat ang volunteerism ay isang uri ng aktibong pakikisangkot, pakikibahagi, at pag-ambag sa mga social causes in our country and the world. Altogether, please read the text on the slide.
In our world suffering from systemic injustice, activism is how grace looks like.
Ayan. Activism is how grace looks like in a world that is suffering from systemic injustice. Activism is how grace looks like in an oppressive world. Grace is not just personal, it is also social and political. Grace did not become flesh only for you. God became flesh to proclaim good news to the poor, freedom to the oppressed, and liberation to captives, as per Luke chapter 4. God's grace is God's unrelenting desire for every person and for all of creation to receive and experience loving kindness through justice, equality, common good, and mutual compassion. Did you not know that the prophets of old were your ancient activists? Ang mga aktivista noon ay ang mga propeta. Pag binasa niyong buo ang mga sinulat ng mga propeta tulad ni Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, and the 12 other prophets in the Hebrew Scriptures, hindi nawawala ang kanilang criticism of government, including their call for justice and compassion for the oppressed. Activism is prophetic, and Jesus was not only a healer and teacher, He was also a prophet. Activism and advocacy are essentially part of our faith and sacred scriptures. Isang uri ng grace ang pag-attend ng protesta. Hindi natin kailangan katakutan ng protesta. Hindi natin kailangan i-demonize ito. All of the advanced countries, except for a few, ay merong vibrant na aktivismo. One example is South Korea. Diba ang hilig-hilig nyo sa K-drama? Sa South Korea, mabilis mag-rally ang mga mamamayan pag merong issue ng korupsyon at maling ginagawa ang kanilang national elected officials. Wala silang rally for unity. Rally against corruption sila. Ang France, Viva la France! Some of you love na love ang Les Miserables. Marami sa mga akla, dream puntahan ng Paris without, di pala Paris, without realizing that it has a history of peasant revolts, labor movement, and socialism. And up to now, anytime na merong hindi magandang ginagawa ang gobyerno nila, laban sa mga manggagawa, they will protest immediately. Meron nga yun sa news, ano yun? Bahay ba ng Prime Minister yun? Mayor? Yung tinabunan ng EBS? Ganong katapang ang mga Pranses, di ba? Pag meron silang hindi gusto. Isang, ano yun? Yung bako? Bako ba yun? Bako, tinabunan ng yung bahay ng mayor. They will protest immediately. Let us consider rin na kaya hindi umuunlad ang ating bansa hindi dahil sa tatlong EDSA rally na nangyari or dahil may mga aktivistang reklamo ng reklamo. Can we consider na kaya hindi umuunlad ang ating bansa kasi kinukonsinti natin ang mga corrupt na politiko sa gobyerno at kulang na kulang pa ang ating pagpoprotesta as compared to South Korea and France. Protest is not the disruption of law and order. Society and government, and even some of the laws are disordered. That's why protest becomes necessary. Tingnan ko. Protest is not the disruption of law and order. Society and government are disordered. That's why protest becomes necessary. How to give grace in a cruel and oppressive world? Volunteer based on activism. And do not be afraid to protest the injustices around us, even if things won't change immediately or will not happen within our lifetimes. Of course, I understand na may kanya-kanya tayong kahandaan at pangunawa, and I will never force anyone to join any protest nor support any political group. Open Table, while I'm its pastor, will never force, pressure, or manipulate anyone, any of its members and leaders, to attend any rally. But I hope you will, by your own informed choice, when you are ready, lalo na ngayong darating na Women's Month at Labor Day. Huwag tayong maglaburakay, maglaprotesta tayo sa ano na. In summary, How do we give grace? Eight items. Doing and giving something good. Number two, the gift of presence. Number three, patience and understanding. Number four, acceptance. Giving acceptance. Number five, apologizing and in turn forgiving. Practicing civility, volunteering, and lastly, activism or advocacy work. And we can only give grace and do so much good if we are together as a church community, serving each other and contributing to our larger queer sector and the Philippine society. Kung hindi man dito ang bet nyo, there are other communities and organizations who are equally doing the work of grace in other ways in other places. The point is, we can do better and a lot when we give grace together, the same way the early Christians did. The book of Acts gives us a glimpse both in chapter 2 and chapter 4 how the early Christians practiced and gave grace to one another. Acts 4 tells us, "Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possession, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them." Having received and experienced grace, early Christians practiced and gave grace, loving kindness to one another in their communities, despite the systemic injustice, oppression, and later Roman persecution. They persisted with their radically inclusive form of community and their proclamation of a crucified peasant Jew as Lord and Savior. I hope we can follow their example, who continue to live by grace and give grace to one another despite the world and context they lived in, which frankly was much worse than we have. They remain joyful and hopeful in the midst of fear and anxiety, and even in the face of impending death. I hope, like them, we will not be overwhelmed with the current problems and troubles of our world today, but instead, like them, draw out strength, courage, joy, and togetherness from the deep well of God's grace through Jesus. May we continue to grow by practicing and giving grace. And then, together with other organizations and networks, may we relentlessly demand for justice and denounce oppression. May everything we do as a community and as part of our sector serve as our subversive act of resistance against the cruelties of this world. In Jesus' subversive and countercultural name, we pray. May it always be so. We say, Amen. Listening to this preaching, may we respond to God's calling and receive God's blessing.
Thanks be to God.